Okay, guys, just real quick introduction before this podcast gets started. I have to call Tempest and over the phone, and I've been doing a lot of traveling, so we can't get in the studio. So you're going to hear me driving through traffic, but what you're really going to hear in the background is a lot of rain pounding on my windshield for most of today's episode. It's not a recording flaw. It's Houston, Texas rain pounding on my windshield, but the sound quality still be good. You'll be able to hear it very well during the editor process. Just want to let you know that also it's a very real conversation since we're going over the numbers and the partnership. That being said, when people have real conversations, go over numbers and hear something they don't want to hear or maybe something they didn't expect to hear, people tend to get super real and say a word they didn't learn in church. Well, Tempest does that on this one. So if you're offended by such a word, then towards the end, don't listen. It's just one word, but just wanted to give you a warning before we get it started. Okay. So welcome to Brick by Brick, the new direction. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr., and I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to make an attempt to be completely transparent. I'm going to launch us in a great direction. Maybe a new direction. It's not my intent to change what I've already done, but it is my intent to take it to another level. You see, I have 100 people depending on me. In fact, most of the people that I know personally, their primary income is me. So what do? Well, I feel a call that I'm supposed to build a multi-million dollar business, but here's the deal. It's not for greed. It's not for money. In fact, I plan to give 80% of that money back. I just know that I'm supposed to do something. If you know anything about me, you know that from 6 to 14, I was homeless. And then I wound up getting adopted at 14 and then aging out of child protective services. And I'm just trying to give back. And I think I can do it. No, in fact, I know I can do it. I have no doubt in myself. I have no idea how I'm going to do it. But I know for sure that I'm going to do it. So I figured we've been inspiring thousands of people every week about how to be successful. How about I show you the inside, behind the scenes, my struggles, my mess ups, my triumphs. How about I show you all of that? Show it to you well. Show it to you transparently. And what's the best way to build your own self and your own business brick by brick than watching me build this brick by brick? So here's where we are. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I believe can happen. Welcome to Brick by Brick.
All righty, Tempest, are kids out there?
I'm here.
Outstanding, outstanding. So, okay, let's have this conversation. Has it been a week since we offered you partner, is that about right? What is today? Today is Tuesday. Has it been less than a week? Like 5 days? Has it been more? When do we do that?
I think it was Wednesday, so almost a week.
So we're somewhere around a week. Good. And we haven't had a conversation. We had many of conversations since then. But not a conversation about that, because I wanted to save it for this behind-the-scenes segment for this week's episode. So you have no idea. But I did tell you to think about it. I did talk to you and told you to think about it. Should have had you talk to your mom, see what she would say or something like that. So what were you thinking?
About what?
That's a good question. I didn't give you enough information. Let's start from the beginning. What were you thinking about the partnership? Like, your thoughts when you become partner in the company you've been help building. For those who don't know, she started 4 years ago, maybe? I don't know. As a secretary, and then moved to an assistant, and then moved to an executive assistant, and moved to number two and everything I do, et cetera, et cetera. Is that about right?
Yes.
All right. So give us some thoughts. Come on, free talk your thoughts so we can hash this out. We're helping people build, and then we're having a very real conversation because I'm about to say something.
I honestly felt like you made a mistake because I know nothing about business, and I just really thought you made a mistake. Like, I know you thought about it long and hard. Well, you say you thought about it a long time, but I just thought you made a mistake. So I was kind of waiting for you to come back and say, oh, wait, you know, just kidding or something like that. But that conversation has yet to happen, so I guess it's real. I don't know. I kind of feel a lot of things. I feel a little overwhelmed just because I don't know what to expect. And that's an issue for me. Like, I like having things mapped out. I like to know, you know, like, where I'm going and what's lying ahead and what, you know, what could happen and all that kind of stuff. So I have no idea. I feel overwhelmed because I just don't know where I'm going, don't know what to do. I feel unqualified, definitely, because, like I said, I don't know anything about business. And I don't know, just every time you say I'm your partner, this weird look comes across my face. Like, what the hell, you know?
Well, that makes plenty of sense. But so guys, if you haven't been following this for quite some time, and this is conversation, please, she has no idea what I'm going to say. Matter of fact, I'll record an intro to this episode to give inside information, what I've been thinking all week. But I don't want our future investors and our loyal listeners to think that I just took some weak and wimpy girl. So you're a monster. You're a lion. You are an awesome. So let's talk about you. You say you're unqualified or something like that. Let's talk about. So how many Microsoft programs are you deficient in? Just list them. Go down the list.
Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Publisher. That's pretty much all that I know.
Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher, Word, Access.
I don't really know Access.
Okay, you don't know Access. I guess we don't use Access. But we know Word. You're very efficient with what is it? Quick. How do we print the check? What is it? The track our invoices and stuff. What is it? You know, you just made me download an app for it. QuickBooks. There it is. Thank you. All right. So you're attention to that. So you got that down. And what else do you do computer related?
I code websites.
Okay. So you are a software engineer.
Sure.
No, sure. You are a software engineer. Is this correct?
Yes.
Do you know how to do HTML, CSS, Java, JavaScript, all that stuff?
Yes.
From scratch, right? You don't need Dreamweaver, WordPress. You can go into a text coding program and you can type nothing but code, see a code, and code a website or app from scratch, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so the many websites that we have now and the many that we're going to have later and our software engineering company that we actually do and charge people for, you code, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, what about graphic design? Can you do that too?
I don't think that's my strong point, but yes.
Okay, but you can. And that's that, you know, so anybody that codes, so most people, you can either code or you can either graphic design. You normally can't do both. But with the world being in such an informational world as it is, and millennials like you and I being so young and we've never known a world without a computer, a lot of people can do both. Okay, so basically, you, with your unqualified self, just listed a whole bunch of qualifications. Is that about right?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to the paperwork side. So you're very efficient at the legal documents and researching and all that stuff, right? You could be a research assistant as well, correct?
Yes.
All right, so you're pretty qualified. I want everybody to know. So what I do is I completely staff to my weaknesses like any leader should do. I hate paperwork. Dennis, when was the last time when you say I feel about paperwork?
Probably when I started 3.5 years ago.
Okay, then. Yeah, I don't do paperwork. I am not.
No, that's not true. Maybe like a couple months ago.
I didn't even fill out my graduation paperwork. You did that. Like, I didn't even. Yeah, the bachelor's graduation or the master's graduation. I didn't do any of that. You did that. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I get emails about your graduation. Ironically.
Outstanding. Good job. All right. So, basically, you're well qualified, but you are a prime example of a leader staffed to his weakness, right?
Right.
All right. So, basically, here's how, just for information, basically, here's how I got with Tempest. I found out she can do all this clerical stuff. And then everything I knew, I taught her, which now she's twice as smart as me. So I already knew how to code, graphic design, and some of the other stuff. So this is why you see she's an assistant that's also a computer programmer, because some of the strengths that I had, I taught her, and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she's well qualified. And all this time, we've been doing these things together. And she's never been a part. So. Let's get to the, so that's all your qualifications. Great job, but I definitely appreciate and love you for all that. Now, I really do. Let's see if we can get to the, let's talk about the numbers. So what percentage, I started it all, founded it all, built it all, brought you on, et cetera, et cetera. So what percentage would you think that I told you to think?
Oh, I really am okay with, like, 10%.
So you'd be okay with 10%. You would be okay with 10% because you're just awesome like that. And, hey, 10%, you rock it, you know? All that's good, right?
Right.
So if I say, so we offer you 10% right now, you'd just be jumping for joy.
Well, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, after we had hung up that first time, you offline or camera or audio, you said something. You said, well, I don't want to stop being your assistant. Walk. Tell me about that. Like, explain to them. You were very adamant with something. So go ahead.
Okay, so you've always taught me and others to do what you love. And that's what I love, being an executive assistant. So I don't want to lose myself being a partner and not do what I... I'm not saying I wouldn't love being a partner, because I'm sure I would, but I also love being an assistant. That just lights my world on fire. So I don't even know if I asked you. I pretty much told you I'm not going to stop being your assistant just because I'm your partner. I'm sure that makes absolutely no sense to anybody else in the world. But
Well, I'm sure because of you, we have a lot of administrative professionals that listen to this podcast, and they're like, yes. They're like totally clapping cheer for you right now. So because of Tempest, I have become extremely passionate and compassionate and empathetic for administrative professionals. We make a big hoopla about administrative professionals today. And we love secretaries across the world. And we'll even tell you that just because they're a secretary don't mean all they do is file papers.
Oh,
way
hey.
More important.
Oh,
great. So you basically said, I don't want the partnership if I have to stop being your assistant.
Yeah. I will walk away from being a partner if that means I can't be your
assistant. If it means you can't do what you love. That's actually, some folks might find that ignorant, but that's actually a very wise thing that you're saying. Very wise thing that you're saying, and we're going to let that play out. Couple more things. So you love being my assistant, which I appreciate because I love having one. I definitely love having one. Life is a whole lot easier when you have one, that's for sure. So, guys, if you don't have one, go out there and go grab you one real quick. Just go out there, grab you a tentus. Life is good. Me and my wife definitely appreciate having an assistant. It's actually pretty awesome. So we definitely appreciate that. Okay, so 10%. That you're fine with that, you're comfortable with that, 10%?
Yeah.
All right. So let's have one more. let's
sure that is not your number, but I'm okay with 10%.
Are you okay with 10%? Well, let us have the uncomfortable conversation that most people don't like to have, and let's discuss numbers. So let's forget about the entire audience listening, and let's just have a candid conversation, okay?
Sure.
All right. So why 10%? What made you come to that number? Why do you feel 10%?
Well, I kind of mentioned earlier, like, I don't feel, like, qualified to come in as your partner and take, like, a big chunk. But then, too, this is your business. This is your baby. And why would I be, I don't know. I just don't feel like it's right to come in and expect a large amount. And it's not mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy with 10%. That's just, I don't know. I don't have a good reason, but I'm not expecting anything large. I'm not saying that you would do that, but I'm just saying I'm okay with 10%. Like, I'm okay with being I'm okay with this.
So we can conduct in a year six figures worth of business transactions. These are real numbers. And skipping all the nuances about profit, loss, expenses, and stuff, let's just keep it for easy math. So that basically you're saying is $100,000. Hey, every dollar that comes in, a dime, I'm saying, you know, we're going to be partner of mine. Well, $100,000, that's $10,000, you know. That's just, you know, the profit, right?
Right.
Right. Oh, that makes you uncomfortable. Uh-oh, right? What is that? Did that sound like a whole lot? Did that sound like too little? Or just the fact that it's numbers is making you uncomfortable? Well, you're not uncomfortable? Okay. So we're talking about 10%. We're talking about 10%. So why else you feel 10%?
Well, not trying to put our business out there, but that's kind of our...
It's behind the scenes, so let's do it.
Well, right now, you pay me 10% of everything that you make, so... I don't know, I just kind of followed that trend.
Okay, so let's break that down. So 10% is my personal assistant, guys. I have multiple streams of income. Let me say it this way real quick. Let me clarify something. So this is an extremely corporate podcast. We are, because before I was ever a preacher, I was always a businessman. And so let me just make this one thing very clear. I pastor the Church Fund Church in Galveston, Texas. It's officially the Brookhead Baptist Church, but you know, we're the Church Fund Church. We love unchurched people, meaning people who are, you know, let's say spiritual but are not religious, or their doctors and don't believe, or you've been disconnected from church 6 months, year, or longer, or you just feel like, you know, I like God, but I don't like the whole system of church thing. However you fall in that category, you can be a CEO or you can be a felon, you know, however you fall in that category, you fall in that category. Let me just clarify this here.
We should actually use that, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't think about it until you just said it. But let me just make something very clear. I do not draw a salary from my church. Now, there's nothing wrong with drawing a salary from the church. Anybody who holds a position should get paid. If you are religious, it's biblical to pay the person running the church, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to clarify that since we are being behind the scenes, I don't draw a salary from the church, so Tempest doesn't get 10% of that money, and neither I draw a salary from the church. Not that I'm just this awesome guy or whatever that doesn't do it, or the church is struggling and doesn't do it. The truth is, before I ever got to the church, my passive residual income mm-hmm. already weighed my expenses, so I didn't need to draw a salary from the church, so I elected not to. Okay? Did I make that pretty clear, Tempest?
Yeah.
All right. So, but for anybody who first, so I get, I don't know, but I got multiple streams of income, 4 or 5 or maybe 6 or 7 different things that we get paid from. And then I say, you know what, since I get paid so much due to doing something right, I just say, you know what, everything that comes in, I just pay you 10% of that, right? So that's how that works, and that's her reasoning for 10%. Okay, so let's forget the audience again. I just wanted to clear that up. So you just wanted to follow that trend, 10%?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever play with any other number? Did you go down to 5, down to 9? Did you go up to 11, up to 15? Did you say, you know what, I need 100, you know, forget him. I'm going to create a tool. You know, I mean, I know he got the vision. I know he comes up with most of the stuff. I know he has relationships. I know, but no, forget him. I could do this. Did you do anything like that?
No.
Okay, no, I'm just joking. But did you ever play with
that
any other numbers?
That thought has never crossed my mind.
Did you ever play with any other numbers?
No.
No, come on. This is behind the scenes. How are we going to teach
it
you to build bridge bubble?
It wasn't higher than 10.
It wasn't higher than 10. Okay.
No.
So I'm glad you went lower. I'm glad you went lower, and I'm glad you decided at something higher. Why did you decide at something higher from the lower? As uncomfortable as going to make you say it, because some people, well, I have no idea what it is. I hope it's something that I have taught you. I hope it's something I have taught you, but we'll see what you're going to say.
Okay, so I was thinking, well, I had 3 numbers, 5, 7, and 10.
Okay.
I thought about 5 and 7, but I don't mean it's cocky, and so I hope it's not coming off that way. So I told myself, you're worth more than 5 and 7%.
All right. Keep going.
So
keep going.
So that was a factor. And then, I don't know, I didn't think that, you know, I could make real money off of 5%. And I don't know. 10% is not bad. That's great to me. Like, I'm okay. So my real reason was I said 5 at first, and then I said 7, or maybe 7. And then I told myself, well, you know, if I'm doing the work and if I'm helping him as much as I am, then that seems 5 and 7% didn't seem worthy of me. So
okay, great. Now, did I teach you any of what you just spit out?
Yeah.
Okay. What do I teach you and others?
Only do what's worthy of you.
Ah, okay. Great. So you went lowball Maybe it was an insecurity. Maybe it was your fairness. Maybe whatever it was. Maybe it was your humbleness, meekness. Then you say, you know what, I'll take five. And then something inside of you said, well, I'm not trying to be rude to him, but I'm worth more than 5%. Is that fair?
Right.
All right. You are definitely worth more than 5%, and I'm glad you did that. And so, I want to say that because, well, somebody out there needed to hear that, right? Somebody out there needed to hear that. And I'm so glad. It makes me proud because I'm glad that what I put into you comes out of you, right? That's always a good thing. That's always a good thing. So what do you think I should give you? You said what you'll take. What do you think I should give you? Man, that's a hard one. That don't make you feel uncomfortable. I don't know.
Oh,
like when you get home, your parents say, you were bad. What should I do to you, right? Yeah, you should whoop me, you know, something like that.
I don't know.
Go ahead. I have it uncomfortable, but I have to say it. Make it uncomfortable.
What do Make I it. Feel like you should give me?
Right. I'm the boss, face, visionary, I don't know, friend also. Like, put all of them. Put the good and the bad, right? Put the scary and the non-scary. All put all together. I don't have to. I should. Put all those paradoxical ideas, ideologies, and terms together. Put them all together. Let's do it this way. Let's break it up into three.
Okay,
what would
great.
Anybody who's not me, what would they give me?
I'd say maybe 10, 15.
Okay, 10-15%. All right. What would I give you?
Honestly, I think you would give me half. I hope
okay.
that's not what you think, though.
Okay. So you clearly think enough of me to tell give me half, okay? Now, what would you give yourself?
I still say 10.
Okay. Well, make sure that you always give yourself half, right? You should surely give yourself more than what I would give you because you know your worth, right? I may miss your worth, but don't have your own self-worth say 10. And then my opinion or what you think I think of you say 50, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. Ooh, there's a tension going, right? I'm still having fun with this conversation. All right. Well, without further ado, let me tell you what I'm going to offer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
What are you feeling right now?
You got to say something ridiculous.
But how do you feel?
Nervous.
Okay. Hello. What's ridiculous?
I don't know. Something that does not make sense.
Is that high? Yeah. It doesn't make sense high? Doesn't make sense low?
Probably doesn't Both? Make sense high.
Okay. All right, here's what I'm going to offer you. Well, hold on. How do you feel? I talked over you when you said that.
Very nervous.
Why?
I don't know. Because this is about to be a life-changing moment, regardless of what you say. Like, after this moment, my life won't be the same. So, I don't know. I'm a little nervous, a little scared.
Why scared? Because whatever I say is what I think you're worth?
No.
Numbers don't lie.
No.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie, but that's not what I was thinking.
Well, but you should, though, because whatever I say is what I feel about you. Whatever I say is what I feel about what you deserve from the piece of pie that I control. I can sugarcoat it all I want to, but no matter what comes out of my mouth next, the number that comes out of my mouth is what I currently feel or what I'm afraid of or reveals a lot about my control issues, ego, or character. That's the truth. No matter what happens next, no matter what I say, the number will speak a lot louder than any smooth talking I can do. That's for sure. Numbers don't lie. People do. Numbers don't. How else do you feel?
Just nervous and scared.
All right. I won't prolong your nervousness and scaredness anymore. I will cut you a break and I'll stop holding attention. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I got good news and bad news. Which one you want first?
Okay. Let's do the bad news first.
All right. The bad news is I'm no longer going to pay you as my personal assistant. Bad news.
What?
How does that make you feel?
What the hell? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Like, are you serious?
I'm not saying
it's because of the money, but are you serious?
I understand.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm about to cry. What are you saying?
Wait. Okay, hold on. Before you cry, the good news is I won't ever have to pay you as my personal assistant again. Here's what your offer is. Out of Code, Inc., our software engineering company that we pretty much built that is become definitely a bread and butter of almost everything. Your equity is what that would be called, 30% of every dollar that comes in from Code Inc. alone, you're going to get 30%.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
No, cool. What do you feel? What are you thinking?
I think you're confused. I think you're crazy.
30%. Does that beat your 10?
Yeah.
You see why I don't need to pay you as my personal assistant anymore?
Yeah.
Right, that's a bit more than 10%, right?
Yes.
How does that make you feel? What are you thinking?
It's crazy. I don't feel. I don't feel worthy of that.
I tell you what you do. You hold that. When I disconnect with you, I want you to record a little outro all by yourself so that I can't influence you and give your truest thoughts, feelings about what just happened, okay? And we'll put it on the tail end of this podcast. How about that?
Okay.
Fair enough?
Uh-huh.
That's what I want. You put those truest thoughts, something I can't control, manipulate, influence, pull out of you your truest thoughts so you can speak frankly and freely. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a pure Steve Jobs move, and there's one more thing. For those of you who are techies like me, that's what Steve Jobs coined. and phrase. So there's one more thing. We make more money with more companies. And surely, I'm going to offer you now a split over everything that comes in of everything from Make a Legacy Incorporated. How about that?
You're a fucking retard.
Edit
that out. You're a retard. What the hell is wrong with you?
That was a pure reaction. That was a pure reaction. That was a pure reaction from a hardcore Christian, too. So we're going to keep that in.
You are a maniac. What is wrong with you?
So let's do this here. Of everything.
God, no way.
Of everything, let's bump you up. Your 10, let's bump it up to 15%. So, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. You work real hard. So you're going to get 40 of, no, what did we say? What did I just say? 30? No. What did I say from Code Inc.? I forgot.
You said 30.
I said 30, okay. 30 from Code Inc. And that's a software engineering company. And then 20% of the total company, all of them combined. Welcome to a new tax bracket.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to a new tax bracket. So, well, that ends this wonderful conversation. Congratulations. I'm so not editing that cuss word. I'm going to keep it in. I'm not.
Listen to this.
You know what? She does. I think she does. If she doesn't, I want to make sure she subscribes today. So, listen, guys, do me a favor and email.
I hate you.
I want to change the email for the Brick by Brick. Let's go with email. Let's email, we'll upload it so you subscribe to it. Email me at the church address real quick, and then we'll create one specifically. So let's go with info@unchurchchurch.com. info@unchurchchurch.com. It's unchurch with E-D, but don't worry about it. Well, I'll spell it. Unchurch. But to the ED at the end, unchurchchurch.com. But since it's, when she uploads it, she'll have it to where you can hit the little screen and get the information. Let's do that. info@unchurchchurch.com. You'll be able to see it right there. Email thoughts or anything from this particular episode. Also, do me a favor and please rate this podcast so we can continue to climb up the charts and definitely help somebody. Congratulations, Tempest. You're worth every penny. Every single dive. I appreciate
you.
No problem. Don't forget to record that. Yeah, don't forget to record your truest thought. Guys, we appreciate you. Again, this is Brick by Brick behind the scenes, so it'll be labeled properly. Season 3. Love you very much. And Tempest, great job. Great job. All right. Well, that's it. That's our show.
Okay, so that was the craziest thing I've ever experienced in my life. I absolutely was not thinking. I wasn't thinking that at all. Never in a million billion years would I have thought that I would be here. Like, I don't know too many people who want to grow up and become a partner or think that they would ever be a partner, but to be a part of something that, you know, you truly believe in, it's amazing. So I'm definitely grateful for that. That's ridiculous, but yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but I am very grateful. I'm learning to be more grateful, and this is definitely something to be grateful for. So I definitely appreciate it. Tony is crazy. And just crazy. But we'll see how it goes.